Last week, I got an interesting letter from WXPR listeners Bill and Marcia Bessler. They write, "In the 1950s, we were living in the central part of the state of Washington in apple country. My husband was a teacher and a love of any creature, large or small. One of his students knew this, and one day in early spring arrived with a young magpie as a gift. That is how Maggie became a part of our family for one interesting summer. Along with our three young children, we fed and watched Maggie become an adult. She had her cage, but with the door always open, and lived in our backyard with the sandbox and the clothes pole and three curious children. She was an attractive bird with her black and white feathers and a very curious disposition. The first thing we noticed was her ability to mimic sounds. Her favorite was the wolf whistle, which she used to get our attention. She also early on learned her name and repeated it often when we would call her. Maggie got up with the early summer sun and would sit on the bedroom windowsill and repeat the whistle until someone in the family arose and fed her. Adjacent to our backyard was the neighbor's raspberry patch, and Maggie frequently helped herself to the ripe berries. Those that she didn't eat, she decided to save. I was still washing diapers and hanging them on the circular clothes pole in the backyard. Maggie discovered that single berries fit into the top of each of the clamp-type clothespins. I discovered that raspberries squashed easily and dribbled onto the clean diapers unless I inspected each clothespin before I squeezed it. Just up the street from our home, the school's band teacher lived. He often practiced his trombone while sitting in his yard. Maggie was attracted to the sound as well as the shiny instrument. She would fly up to visit him and perch on the slide of the trombone and enjoy the ride and the music. We had a picnic table in the backyard and often ate meals there. Maggie was always present, either at the end of the table or on the back of a chair waiting for a snack or two. She stayed with us all summer, but left in the late fall. We didn't see her again until spring. She appeared just briefly with a mate. It almost seemed that she wanted to introduce her mate to us. Then we didn't see her again. We were glad she had found an independent life and also appreciated the interesting summer we had been able to share with her." That was Marcia and Bill Bessler. If you have an interesting story to share with our listeners, send it to me in care of the station. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.